Hello, this is Jim Person, and welcome to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. On this edition, we'll talk to Animal Shelter Volunteer Coordinator Cindy Spracco about the shelter's program and current needs. We'll also learn about Mama Buns and Baby Buns, the featured pets of the week. And I got to tell you, whoever comes up with these names for the pets, it's incredible, the names for the featured pets that we have. As you can tell, no Kristen on this show, but we've got with us Cindy to talk about volunteers, the volunteer program, and a lot of interesting stuff there. So, Cindy, welcome. Thanks for being with
us. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you are the person on staff with the animal shelter who's in charge of the volunteers.
Yes.
Sounds pretty easy.
Yes. I feel like it's more of an HR position.
Okay. And I was joking when I said it sounds easy, because there's a lot of volunteers with the animal shelter, so, and a lot of jobs or functions that they can fulfill. So it's a huge challenge, I assume.
It's true. Over the last year, our volunteer program has doubled in size. We went from around 125 to 200 active volunteers
Wow.
to 250 to 300 active volunteers in-house. And they put in, it was around 25,000 hours last
Wow.
year, which I think one of our number crunchers figured is the equivalent of 14 full-time positions.
My goodness. Well, that's a huge amount of people that require, I guess, some oversight. I mean, it's not like you just give them the key and say, come on in. I mean, what's kind of involved in becoming
That's a really
a
good question. Volunteers, when they come on board, we do an introduction. We show them the shelter. They, because we're part of the police department, they need to be 18 and go through a background check.
Okay.
And then depending on what area they're going to volunteer in, different training levels are required.
Mm-hmm.
You know, volunteering with dogs is
right.
a little more dangerous sometimes, so they need a lot of training to make sure they're safe.
Okay. And that was going to be a follow-up. What are some of the jobs that folks do? What are some of the volunteer positions?
We have about 27 paid staff, and the volunteers do every single job. They do assisting with the staff, anything from taking care of the animals to washing dishes, folding laundry, administrative jobs, you name it, they do it.
Folding laundry, I don't quite get that one. What is that?
See, you're a man. You wouldn't get that.
No. <Hey.
laughs> we use a lot of towels
and
beds, and so we wash
gotcha.
Them and dry them and fold them.
Okay.
Anybody can do that job, Jim. You can come over.
That is true. So even if someone is maybe not the most maybe not a dog person, or maybe not a cat person, or they're not the most animal person, if that's a good way to say it. There is jobs that someone can do at the animal shelter that would be beneficial that wouldn't involve having to do a lot with the animals.
Yes.
I mean, does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
Okay.
We have a greeter every day at the front door who's greeting customers.
Interesting.
So if people like dealing with the public, that would be a perfect job for them,
Wow.
or working behind the counter helping the adoption counselors.
Okay. So a lot of folks listen to the podcast, and if I'm listening right now, maybe I'm going to want to volunteer just out of the goodness of my heart. It's a nice thing to do. But are there some benefits to me for volunteering, incentives, that kind of thing?
That's a great question. I came to this position from the Park Authority, and when people volunteered at the rec centers, they would get rec center usage.
Yeah.
Someone asked, what do volunteers gain from volunteering at the shelter?
Mm-hmm.
I think most volunteers do it because they love animals and they
yeah.
want to help. One of the great benefits is that you are the first people to see some of the animals that are potentially going to be available for adoption. So if someone wants to volunteer with us and they're walking a dog and stray, they're more than welcome to keep an eye on it during its stray period. And if it becomes available for adoption, they have first dibs when it's available to the public.
Okay. So I was going to ask kind of along that line about volunteers being allowed to adopt the pets that they work with when they're volunteering.
Yes.
Okay.
They can do that when they become available.
Okay.
And
so,
there's a stray period that 10 days, 5 days that they will walk the dogs or play with the cats or the small animals. But then once they're available, they can be the first one in line to adopt.
Right. You touched on this a little bit earlier about the jobs outside of the shelter itself, but outside of animals. But I'm also thinking outside of the shelter facility.
Yes.
Volunteer opportunities?
We have lots of volunteer opportunities, and that's part of our outreach. We get asked to come to many events. Mm. We man tables at animal pet expos, the Fancy Cat Expo at Dulles, and we have volunteers that do that.
Mm. Okay. So a huge need for just all kind of stuff. Is there a list? I mean, how can I find out all the different volunteer opportunities? Is it on a website? Do I
it
need
is.
To call? Okay.
It's on the Fairfax County Animal Shelter website. It lists the different volunteer positions that are available, and we're doing something new now. We are going to be advertising for specific volunteer opportunities through social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, letting people know what our needs are. For example, right now we have a need for small animal room volunteers. So we're looking for people who feel comfortable handling rats, rabbits, ferrets, guinea pigs, hamsters, gerbils. Occasional birds come through, handling them, socializing them. We are making our volunteer slots double the size so that we can have twice as many volunteers in there to get the animals out.
Okay. So a lot of benefits for following the shelter on all the social media tools, not only seeing great pictures and learning about who's available for adoption, but also, like you said, now the opportunities for volunteering. Can you give the telephone number or the website address or whatever if folks are interested in volunteering or learning more about how to volunteer?
The website is www.fairfaxcounty.gov/animal-shelter, and that will talk about the volunteer positions. If you follow us on Facebook, it's Fairfax County Animal Shelter, and that's where we will have jobs listed when we have specific needs.
Okay. And maybe the toughest question or kind of here toward the end, but it sounds nice. Lots of, you know, great things for volunteers to do. It's super important. There's tremendous value, but there's also negative, but it's not negative. It's the hard side of volunteer. What's the hardest part, I guess, of volunteering?
That's a very good question. When I first came to the shelter and Kristen walked me through the stray area of the dogs and the cats, I was pretty upset. It was just hard to see all these animals in there. And then I realize now what a great place we have, how they're cared for. The volunteers let them out at least 3 or 4 times a day and socialize them. Sometimes it's really hard for volunteers to see animals in cages for most of the day.
Yeah.
But that's where they're making the difference in letting them out and having fun playing with them.
Right. Okay. And final question about donations, kind of tie that in with volunteering. How can people donate and what can they donate?
We have a wish list on the website also, and we have an Amazon wish list. So if you go to Fairfax County Animal Shelter on Amazon, click on our wish list. We are looking for everything from aprons for our volunteer groomers to dog treats, cat treats. We had someone just recently purchase on Amazon a cat treadmill.
Oh, wow.
That will be used to exercise the cats. We're really excited and looking forward to that one coming.
Cool. Okay. And I remember from previous shows when we've talked about donations, I guess the most important thing to remember is just don't drive up in your truck with a bunch of stuff to donate because it might not be something that the shelter needs at that particular moment in time. So really reach out and make contact.
Yes. And we also have a nonprofit group that works with us, the Friends of Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And they are also on Facebook and on the internet and are looking for donations too.
Okay. We're talking with Cindy Sprocco about the volunteer program at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And put you on the spot, anything I haven't asked you or any final thought about volunteering at the shelter that you'd like to make sure everyone hears?
Just follow us on Facebook. It's really important. That's how most of our animals are getting adopted. Any social media has made a huge difference in our adoption rates and people learning about the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we got to talk about our featured pet, Mama and Baby. Mama Buns and Baby Buns.
They are adorable. Okay. Mama Buns came to us, a white bunny, and we did not know she was pregnant. She had 2 baby bunnies, and they are nursing still. They'll be available in a couple weeks. But Mama Buns has been a very loving mom. We had a photographer from Baltimore come and take professional photos of the mama and babies, and they're the photographers for animals. The photo sparked #BunnyWeek and is now trending on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay.
Awesome. And the pictures that the volunteer photographers you have with the shelter, this take awesome pictures. And like you said, another benefit for following on social media is you get to see a lot of great animal pictures, even if you don't really want to adopt one, just awesome pictures that you can see.
Yes, we love the photos.
All right. Thanks so much for being on the podcast with us, and we'll have to keep you in mind as a guest host as Kristen is unavailable from time to time. So excellent job for being excellent job on the podcast, and thanks for being with us, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Unfortunately, that is going to do it for the time that we've got together for this edition of the Animal Shelter Podcast, but we do thank you for listening. Remember, the next time your family is in the market for a dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, other small pet, do come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, where your new best friend is waiting for you. Now, the shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road, Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7, also on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you'd like to get more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, you can visit the shelter online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter. Also, check out the calendar of events located on that website. You can also call 703-830-1100, extension 2, or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered. And as Cindy mentioned, don't forget to follow the Animal Shelter on all their social media channels, and be sure to watch the Animal Shelter on the television show Tips and Tales on Channel 16. The Animal Shelter Podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government, and we thank you for listening.